is a God of compassion. Know more about this truth in week one of our series, Who Cares?
Okay, an aspect that will start us off in this series, na ang series tawag natin is Who Cares? Okay? We want to be able to answer that question. Okay? Hindi yung parang, who cares? Okay? It's who cares? Because we want to figure out who is going to stand up and who is going to get involved in helping those sector of society that needs help, which is the poor and needy. And to answer these two questions, ito yung dalawang sasagutin natin. This coming week is He Cares, talking about who Jesus is. And next week, we'll talk about how we can take part in this and how we can care for those who are in need. So yun yung pag-uusapan natin this next 2 weeks, understanding that Jesus cares for us and we have a role in helping those who are poor and those who are in need, okay? And also what our role is for next week. So I'm not going to delay this any further. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 9. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand with me. Just like my encouragement every week, kung wala kayong dalang Bible, go ahead and follow along with us on the screen. But my encouragement to everyone is to bring your Bible. You actually bring your Bible to church so that when we talk about these things, when we're reading things, that you can see it for yourself. Kasi merong times na we'll share something and talagang yun ba yung sinasabi sa Bible? Yun naman ang share namin. Our commitment is we're going to share what's actually written in the Bible, but we want you to see it for yourself and to meditate on it, to see it and allow God to speak to you kung meron siyang pinapagawa sa'yo, then you'll see it, the word, for yourself and you can grow in that. And so we're two verses lang ang babasahin natin, 35 and 36. And kung wala nga kayong dala, go ahead and read along with us on the screen. Okay? We're starting verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you once again we can encounter your word for us to understand who you are, that you are a God that cares, that you sent your Son to care for the needs of the people. And I pray, Lord, that today you will speak to us. Open up our hearts and our minds so that we will be able to understand what your instructions are for us. That we will be able to step out in faith in whatever direction that you want for us. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word this morning, not from my own wisdom, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. We bless you, Lord, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and have your seats. What we're talking about in this series is actually doing good works. Yun yung pag-uusapan natin. Helping those who are in need and helping those who are disenfranchised. But we have to have an understanding kung ano yung motivation natin in doing those good works. There's a group of people that think that by doing good works, that's how God will accept them. And that's how, you know, they'll achieve something for God that will allow them to enter God's kingdom. We call that religion. And that's not what we're talking about. And that's a wrong view of what good works are. Good works is a result of what Christ has already done for us. Because God is a good God and came to save us. Now our security is in Him. And our future and our eternity is in Him. And because of that view and understanding of who God is in our lives, we can now start doing good works with the right motivation. Saan ba natin matututunan yung motivation na yon? We're gonna see it in the way Jesus lived his life here on earth. In the text that we're looking at, he was doing a lot of healing and preaching in different places, and now he was showing and teaching his disciples about the heart of this and what he would see. And hopefully, as we go through this text, that we will also understand what our role is. Kung ano yung puso ng Panginoon, yun din yung gusto natin, yung puso natin. Na para yung motivation natin to do good works is in the right motive, in the right manner, and in the right setting. And we can see here that there's some things about what Jesus in this short two verses, okay, we can see how God's heart is are for the people and those who are in need. Okay? Are you guys ready? Salamat dun sa mga apat. Okay. All right, so who cares? God cares. Okay? So tingnan natin in verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. I don't know how you read your Bible, but sometimes for me, when I read it, I get into a few phrases lang or a few words that somehow God would really speak and say something. Maiksing maiksi lang. Maiksing maiksi yung sinasabi, and then talagang parang tinatamaan ka na. Na ganun ba minsan when you read God's word and just a short phrase. And for me, and when I was reading this and preparing this, when I saw this and Jesus went, that was a big deal for me. Yung sinabi niyang Jesus went. Okay? But because for me that all shows that he came. That Jesus actually came here on earth. Okay? Dumating siya sa mundo. And that is so significant for us and significant really for the kingdom of Israel. They were expecting for a Messiah to come. They were all their hope was for this king to come and save them from their predicament. And when Jesus did come, some of them missed it. A lot of them missed it. And my prayer is, you know, people will come here in this church and that they will not miss out on who God is. But that's an encouragement to all of us that he came. Nung pagdating niya, he would go to the villages. He would go from town to town, house to house, and teaching about the kingdom. Teaching about who he is and teaching about the kingdom of God that was coming in. And people missed it. And somehow, that's what's so sad sometimes. We miss out on who God is. But he actually came. Okay? Healing every disease and every affliction. Can you imagine an event or a service with everyone when he would come in, lahat ng mga problema natin, whether it's physical, financial, he would come and actually touch you and heal you at that moment. We saw that work last week. When Pastor Bernard started praying, and not because of it's Pastor Bernard, it's the Spirit of God that came here last week and healed us. And people were just amazed with the presence of God. And that's what he came. When he came, that's what happened. He brought comfort. He brought comfort and just a peace that people were trying to chase after. They were trying to achieve it on their own, and he came. That's amazing. That was his first coming. And we're encouraged that God answered his promise that he was going to come, and the Messiah did come, and his promise is he's coming again. I don't know exactly when that is, but I'm looking forward to it. Whether it happens in my lifetime or the lifetime of my children, it doesn't matter, but I know that he is a faithful God. And whatever he made, whatever promises he's made, it's going to happen. And that's the scene that we see here. He was coming, and he was bringing healing. He was bringing deliverance from the affliction that they were feeling. That enough is just an encouragement to all of us. But in John chapter 10, verse 10, a familiar verse to many of us, sabi niya, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came. Who's that? That's Jesus saying, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Yun yung promise niya. The enemy will try to steal, kill, and destroy the purposes of God in our lives. Yun yung susubukan niyang gawin. And many of us, you know, we go through those problems that the enemy brings forth. Some of our problems are based on our own shortcomings. Kasalanan natin, kaya tayo mayroong problema na ganon. Okay? You think that this body just happened because I was working out? No, it's because I wasn't working out. Pero dibdib lang yan na nagpapahinga. Anyway. But that's not the purpose of Jesus. He came. Sabi niya, I came to bring you life and life in abundance. He wants an abundant life for all of us here on her earth and for eternity. Yun yung gusto niya para sa atin. Who wants that? We all want that. And the enemy will try to steal, kill, and destroy all of those things. He has a different purpose for us. But with God, we know He came to give us exactly what He's promising. And many people, even Christians, will live a life that will fall short. Christians that will have all these problems in their lives because they're not stepping into what God wants for them. And not having an understanding of what He wants for them. And so sometimes parang, okay, Lord, I'll just go through the fire. Miski na mahirapan ako dahil kasi baka yun yung gusto mo para sa akin. Yeah, certainly, we will go through hardships. But don't think that that's God's punishment for you. That's not God's purpose. He will build you up in that season. He will help you and make you grow in that season of difficulty. But in the end, He is still working out something in our lives. And we have to believe that. That He came for a purpose and He came for you. He came for me. And for me, that's a wonderful news. That's really what the gospel is. He came for all of us. Pwede niya tayong pabayaan. And many times throughout the Bible, we see Him. He came when His people were in need. You'll see it time and again in Deuteronomy, in the time of when the Israelites were in Egypt, He came because He heard the cries of the people. He came and delivered them from slavery. And so we have to always remember that He came. Patandaan mo lang yun, dumating siya dito to fulfill the promise that He's made. Many people, even the Jews, are still waiting for that Messiah to come. Dumating na siya. They missed out on it, but God has a purpose. God has a purpose for all of that. We'll move on. When I was reading this, when He saw the crowds, He had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Now, nung nakita ko to, ito naman yung short phrase naman na nakita ko, na He saw. Okay? He saw something. When He's here on earth, just to be honest, when I see a crowd, I want to get away. I don't like crowds. Sino dito yung parang kapare? Hindi, wag nyo nataas yung kamay nyo. But when I see a crowd, I'm not comfortable. I don't like crowds so much because of the hassle, yung amoy, di ba? Ako lang yun? Sige, ang babait nyo kasi. Okay. Ako lang yung masama ang loob, ang ugali. I don't, yung MRT, have you ever ridden MRT or tried to? I tried. And I it's hard because I'm there waiting in line. Ito yung araw, nandito ako, waiting in line. And then, pagbukas na pagbukas, hindi ako makapasok. Hindi kasi medyo malakad daw ako eh. Hindi ako makapasok. And I can't squeeze it. And people are coming in all over. Okay? And then minsan, paano ako nakakapasok? Pag naipit na ako sa lahat ng tao, tapos sumasabay na lang ako sa kanila. Ganun ako nakakapasok. And I've wrestled with the fact, but I've accepted the fact that I am a big person. Okay? And when I was a young boy, I loved riding the tricycle going all over Pasig. Dun sa bayan ng Pasig. Dun kami lumaki. And sasakay ko ng tricycle. No problem. And my favorite seat in a tricycle was yung nasa tabi yung driver. Yung maliit na ledge. I wouldn't sit on the seat. Okay? And 15 years ago, when I grew up in Pasig, but my family moved to the States. Nung bumalik ako, 15 years ago, I said, wow, gusto kong sumakay ng tricycle ulit. And I just realized, I can't. It's just not physically possible. So I don't like crowds because I tried. Okay, so sabi lang, sige, sakay ka na. So, ang hirap pala nun. Okay? Hindi mo lang, kung una yung ulo, pag ganun ko, tumatama yung likod ko. Tapos kung pag ganito naman ang pasok ko, hindi naman din ako makapasok. It was a futile attempt in trying to. And the reason part of why I don't like crowds, because I end up hurting people. That's something. I don't play basketball for the same reason. Kasi yung konting tap kong ganyan, mabigat daw yung kamay ko, nakakasakit ako. You know, just trying to steal the ball or trying to block someone. or just konting ganito ng pag bumagsak sa akin, sila yung nasasaktan. Hindi ko alam. Okay? Sila binubunggo ako, pero sila yung nasasaktan. Hindi ko alam. And so, when I go even downstairs, sometimes I park far away. I park far away from here, so kunyari daw exercise. And so, I have to go through the Changge. Okay? And it's inevitable that I will bump into someone. And when I bump into them, they get hurt. And I just don't want that. I'm a gentle giant. Giant daw. But I don't like, that's why I don't like crowds. Pag nakakita ko ng crowds, natutrauma ako because people give me this awful look of disdain when I hit them or bump into them. Parang, I feel so bad because it's not really my intention. But konting galaw ko lang na ganun, meron ako natatamaan, tapos, lagi silang nasasaktan. That's why I don't like crowds. And so I avoid it. Ewan ko, kayo nga, hindi kayo ganun. But ako, I try to avoid it. But there's something about Jesus when he saw the crowds. Instead of feeling the disdain, instead of stepping away from it, instead of trying to avoid it, he had compassion for them. That's the difference with our God. He would see the situation of those who are in need, and instead of stepping away or turning back and saying, alam mo, hindi ko kaya yung problema na yan. Tayo, ganon. We're limited people. And we would like to be able to help, but we just can't help everyone. And so what we end up doing is, if I can't help anyone, I won't help anyone. But that's not what Jesus is like. When he sees the need, he had compassion on them and he did something about it. He did not shrink back. Certainly he had times of solitude with the Father and he prayed. But every time he would see crowds, he had compassion for them. And that's what we need to be able to understand. Is God understands. When he sees your situation. When he sees, alam niya yung nangyayari sa buhay mo. I might not know all of you, okay? But he understands you. Alam niya yung pinagdadaanan mo. Alam niya yung trabaho mo na yung boss mo bukas. Haharapin mo ulit yung boss mo. And it's a family business. Paano mo dadaanan yun? Family business, kayong dalawang mag-asawa. He knows that what are you gonna do this summer as a student? Iba sa inyo, baka kailangan mag-summer school. Alam niya yung pinagdadaanan mo. Alam mo na this in this season, this is the season where your spouse has left. And you come here in church, parang, do they know what's happening with me? Alam ba nila yung pinagdadaanan ko? I might not know it, but God knows. He sees your situation. The results of your test just came back. I realize here when I'm looking at the screen, wow. He sees. He knows the number of hairs on my head. Mas madali na lang ngayon sa kanya dahil parang naubusan na daw. He understands. He knows exactly what's happening in your life. He knows what you're struggling with. And he's cheering you on, saying, kaya mo yan, anak. I want you to know that I'm there for you. I want what's best for you. I want an abundant life for you. He knows our situation. And here's a short testimony from my kids just this last 2 days. My son, my third son, which is so... I just want to let you know, I have 5 kids. If you might already know, nakakapag-graduate na ho ako ng tatlong bata sa kindergarten. ibang klase talaga yung relief na nakapag-graduate ka. Okay, anyway, my third boy, Luke, had just graduated from kindergarten and you know, with Captain America coming out, that's his favorite hero because of righteousness. He was a godly man. Yun yung hero niya. And so he's been praying for over a week now. He's been praying for that Captain America shield. He already has a costume. Nawala niya yung shield niya. And so he's been praying for that. And so he was saying that he's going to save up. He's been saving up money. They heard from their grandfather na kung ano man yung masasave nila, idodoblehin daw ng grandfather nila. Okay? And so yesterday they had a scheme, but they had a plan to go up to their grandfather. They had saved up enough money for them to be able to buy it. And so they went up to their grandfather and said, here's what we saved. Remember you said that whatever we save, you're going to double it? Can we get that now? Okay, yun yung request nila. And so being a wise grandfather, sabi niya, no, you save it for a certain period of time. Okay? So I'm expecting maybe by December, baka pwede niyang gawin yon. So December, papautangin ko yung mga anak ko. Na 100,000, baka madoble, di ba? No. That's a joke. My mother-in-law's here. She already knows, so it's not going to work. So sabi niya, no, you save it up for a certain period of time. But since my son had just graduated, and every night he's been praying for it, and since he just graduated from kindergarten, I told my wife, you know what, let's just give him a reward. He's had a good attitude about this. He's been nice about it, and he's actually saving up. Okay? So, kunin mo na. So, my wife got the toy for him, and he got the shield. And so, last night, we gave it to him. And he was so happy. This is something that I've been praying for. I mean, wow. God answered my prayer. I want them to understand that God understands what they're going through. And their faith is being built up as they see God move in their lives. I just didn't buy it. I wanted him to understand who God is. That they can go to the Father in heaven because their Father in earth is limited. And they can expect him to move. Hindi lang yon. Okay, kala mo, ang ganda na nung testimony niya. Oh no, this morning when he woke up, he was so excited. And his other brother that didn't get, you know what? I saved up some money. Here's part of what I saved up so that you can get what you were praying for. Gusto niyang ibigay. And he was saying, you know what? Remember, I was saving up this money. Yung bunso naman, gusto rin ng shield. Remember, I was saving up this money. You know what? I'm going to continue to save so I can get it for him. That's the faith of a child. That's understanding that God knows his situation. And understanding that he is going to do something about it and save up so that he can be a blessing. Kung baliit na bata, 7 years old, alam yon. Paano pa kaya tayo? Naiintindihan ba natin yon? We are blessed to be a blessing. And that's understanding that we have the heart of the Father that he's given us. So that we can do the same thing that he was doing. Every time Jesus saw a need, I can't say every time, but there were certain places where he didn't heal everyone. But most of the time when he saw the need, he did something about it. And that's what we need to be able to understand. He sees our situation. And that not only that he sees, but he cares. He cares for all of us. Yung ano ba yung nakita ni Jesus? When he saw them, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless. He saw people who were harassed. Have you ever seen someone who's harassed? Yeah. Maybe you're harassed. When preparing for this, I didn't preach last week because Pastor Bernard was here. In preparing for this message, I've really been hindi ko sabihing harassed, but I was really burdened. Ano ba yung i-share ko? Paano ko ba i-share to? It's such a common, message that we do about the heart of God and who God is. And so I would wake up in the middle of the night and I had this burden. Okay, and how am I going to share this so people will be able to understand this and be able to live it out in their lives? How can I show who Jesus is in his full majesty so that people will be able to understand it and understand that God cares for them? And because of that heart, that they will be able to step out as well. every night, gumigising ako. And I started feeling that the burden, I guess, yeah, I was harassed. And I couldn't do anything about it. And I remembered my son last night about his faith being rising up. And last night, true enough, I woke up at 12, fell back asleep, woke up again at 3. And nandun pa rin yung burden. Sabi ko, bakit ganun? Yung anak ko, sinasagot mo. Bakit ako? And I that's ganun. That's how I felt. I was harassed. And I remembered who God is. God, your promise is that you're going to give rest to those you love. And all I needed to do was share who you are. It's not, the burden's not on me. The burden shouldn't be on me. I'm just going to share your word. Whatever it is. But understand, sinasabi niya sa akin, understand that if you can be harassed, there's a whole world, and you have a relationship with me. If you can be harassed and helpless and feel helpless, can you imagine those who don't have a relationship with me? Sabi niya, maybe there's some in this room. You have a relationship with God and you still get harassed. Earlier, when I was sharing this in the 9 o'clock service, somebody said, yeah, yung utang, hindi pa ako binabayaran. O utang mo na hindi mo pa nababayaran. That's, how many can say that's pressure? Yeah, that's pressure. That's harassed. That's harassment. Lalo na yung mga collectors na dumadating, that's harassment sometimes. Or maybe it's not, but you feel harassed. But how about those who are outside? Sabi niya, isipin mo sila. When you see the crowds, they may have a nice front. They may be smiling, they may be happy, but check on how they really are. In their relationship with me, again, it's back to discipleship. You help them understand me. You help them find me. That's what Jesus is telling me. So this morning I said, okay, Lord, okay, now I have a message. And I was able to sleep and woke up rested. Because I understand who God is. If He can answer my son, He can answer your needs. If my son has the faith in his God, we can have the faith in our God. If a young boy can understand that, we should be able to understand it. And last night, my youngest boy, so nakita niya yung shield ng kapatid niya, gusto rin niya. And that, I'm going to pray tonight. I'm going to pray. I want to pray. Okay? Nakita niya yung kuya niya, sinagot yung prayer. I'm going to pray. And so he prayed, Lord, Lord, you are the great God. You're good. This is a four-year-old. Four-year-old. Dami kasi. And he said, you are a great God. And I want that Captain America shield. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. He woke up this morning, I went down, and he said, Dad, is it there? Are you getting it today? And sabi ko, no, just be patient. He'll answer you. He'll answer you at one point. Okay? This is not to say that any of you should get that shield for my son. Okay? Okay? I want this out. Okay? Ayoko biglang, oy, nakakaawa naman si Pastor. Hindi mo. No. We'll get it to him at the right time when God answers his prayer. And his faith is increased. And his faith will grow. But I was amazed with his faith. Nagpray lang siya. He was expecting from his God to answer him this morning. Ganun dapat ang faith natin. Whether he does it or not, our faith should be fully on this God that is able to do it. To this God that cares for him. To this God that loves him. To this God that died for him. And we have to understand that God really cares for all of us. Whether you're helpless, He is the shepherd that these men and women did not have at that point. Ang description sa kanila, they were sheep without a shepherd. We all know, during that time, hindi nila alam kung sino yung pupuntahan nila. But at that time, they went to Jesus. That's the same for us today. Jesus is our shepherd. And throughout the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, you see Him caring. And one of the Psalms that we can read, this is talking about God who executes justice for the oppressed. Maybe you are harassed and oppressed right now. He will execute justice in your situation. Who gives food to the hungry. You may be hungry here today, and He will provide food for you. The Lord sets the prisoners free. Whatever it is that you're struggling with and you feel like you're in prison, He will set you free from that. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourner. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked He will bring to ruin. This is a caring God. In different situations that we may be in, kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo, He cares for you. And He does something about it. Hindi lang parang tinitingnan lang niya. I mean, parang, yun nga ang pakiramdam ko eh. Many times, that's the way I am. I see the problem. Okay, wow, ang sama, wow. And then, okay, next thing. He just doesn't see it. He does something about it. Here's a quote from our dear Pastor Dennis. Compassion is not just being moved emotionally after seeing a problem, but being moved to act in solving the problem. It is seeing a need and doing something about it. Jesus did something about it. Leaving the comforts of heaven to come here on earth to identify with us and to die for our sins. That's what Jesus is. That's who Jesus is in our lives. And we should find whatever it is that God wants to do in your life. Ano ba yung pinapagawa sa inyo ng Panginoon? And when we have that burden in our hearts, we do something about it. We step out. You know, we have a ministry, a scholarship called Real Life Foundation. That all got started because a man wanted to do something about it. And that's Doc Joey Castro from our Pasig Church. Nakita niyo yung mga needs. He was there discipling young people from Rizal High School. And then nakikita niyo yung mga kailangan. Hindi makapasok dahil walang pamasahe. So he was doing his practice, his regular practice, medicine practice, and whatever he would earn, he would give to these students. And then he just sort of wisened up. Hindi ko kaya ito lahat. Miski hospital na yung papatakbuhin ko, hindi ko kaya gawin yung need. So he gathered other people that can help. And that's the birth of our Real Life Foundation. Even here in this church, people got a burden to help out. And Right Start got started because people here in this church understood what discipleship means in reaching the next generation, reaching those who are in need, and helping them in that. You know why they're doing all these things? Because they understand the heart of the Father, and they're activating that same heart in their lives so that they can be a blessing to those who are in need. We are blessed to be a blessing. God is saying that we should be a blessing in every circumstance. That every time there's a need, that we can be a blessing in that situation. Who wants to be that? Na kahit anong need. I want that. Any need that people can have, I want the resources to be able to do that. We have the resources. Because we look to our Father who will provide everything that we need for His glory and honor. And so people don't need to be lost anymore. People can be helped. People can be blessed and understand who Jesus is as He uses us as we get the heart of a Father, the heart of compassion for the lost world. And when we look at all of these things, we go back to Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate expression of God's compassion. We were lost. We were harassed. We were helpless. But He sent His Son. He sent His Son here on earth to die for our sins. That's what we celebrated in communion earlier. Who died for our sins so that we can be righteous before His sight. And with His righteousness and holiness living in our lives, we can be a blessing to those who are in need. That is the good news. That is what He's trying to activate in all of us. Last verse, in verse 37 and 38 of Matthew 9, then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest field." We normally share this text in terms of evangelism and sending out missionaries. But if you look at the context of this, it's really talking about helping those who are in need. And He's praying and He's challenging all of us to be activated in this. It's not just, I mean, it is evangelism, but it's more than that. Giving and helping those who are in need in a practical way. In terms of healing, in terms of ministry, in terms of those who are suffering, that we will lend a hand. And this is a lifestyle that we should have. As Christians, we have received the greatest gift, and we're just passing it on to those who are in need. Now, next week, we're going to talk about how practical ways that we can get involved in this. But even right now, I know that God's touching your hearts about what area of life, of society that you can be involved in and to be a blessing. Whatever that burden is, God is placing that burden in your life right now, so that you can be a blessing in that world. You can be a blessing in that sector of society. Because that's the heart of the Father that He's blessed us with. And now we can be a blessing to those who are in need as well. Let's all stand up and pray. Lord God, You are amazing. You provide for our needs. You provide for our wants. You provide for our desires. You even place the desires in our hearts for things. But the greatest gift that You've given us is the gift that we could not do anything about, which is to have a right relationship with You. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short. All our good works are like filthy rags. Hindi aabot para kami pwedeng matanggap sa iyong kaharian. But Lord, You provided for that. That You sent Your Son. You sent Your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived the life we should have lived, who died the death we should have died. Lord, I thank You, Lord, for that wonderful gift. And because of this gift, You have given us new life. You've given us a new heart. I pray, Lord, that whatever it is that my brothers or sisters are going through, whatever struggles that they're going through, whatever is making them harassed and sometimes feeling helpless, I pray, Lord, that You minister to them right now. If that's you, if you're going through a difficulty, financial, physical, spiritual, go ahead and lift up your hands. And God is here right now. He came 2,000 years ago and He's still here to touch you in that area of your life. Lord, You see these hands that are lifted high. Lord, I know. Just like the faith of my son, I know that You are able to answer and You are able to meet their needs. Whatever it is difficult for us to go through it. Left on our own, we can't do anything about it. But You are a great God that will provide, that will answer, that will resolve that situation. Lord, we thank You, Lord, that we can always come to You because You care. You care. Go ahead and put your hands down. And just for all of us, just understand who He is. He cares for you. He knows your situation. And we can go through life understanding that we are in the palm of His hands. So kung ano man yung pagdadaanan natin, we know that we will get through it. You may be going through a nice season right now. Just wait. It's going to happen. And when it happens, we know that who we need to hold on to. Let's just lift up our hands as I pray a blessing to everyone. Thank you, Lord. You are indeed a great God. And we can always hold on to you. We love you, Lord. And I pray a blessing over my brothers and sisters today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.